Ontario Party candidate Scott Mooney knew it wouldn't be an easy race. The first-time candidate calls Mattawa home, and given the short notice for the election, Mooney recalled that, right from the beginning it was tough. With little time to prepare, coupled with the fact that he would be the first Ontario Party candidate to run in the riding, he knew it would be a much tougher sell. Plus, Mooney was not invited to any debates, so spreading his party's platform proved difficult. He had to go grassroots all the way, door-knocking and social media. In the end, 500 voters cast their ballot for Mooney and the Ontario Party in the district, and I'm actually quite pleased with that. It's a start, and Mooney noted, when it comes time for the next election, we will be ready. The Ontario Party, led by Derek Sloan, ran 44 candidates throughout the province. The party's line is, Ontario first, while defending freedom, family, and faith. Earlier this morning the party issued a statement, noting, we had very little time to organize but we are incredibly proud of what we accomplished. We will be spending the next days and weeks sorting out a plan and looking at the data, so we know how to best move forward. Stay tuned for more information and God bless. We won't let Ontario fall under Ford. Mooney acknowledged, it's all about recognition, and we didn't get an opportunity to participate in debates and get our messaging out there. But we'll be working on it for the next one. Part of that work will include continuing to advocate for improved highway safety throughout the North. Mooney emphasized, I'll never stop advocating for road safety, and I'm going to request that Vic Fedeli take some of these ideas home, because I think they're viable, and I think they will make a difference with regard to our transportation issues. Mooney noted, these are issues that we really do need to get addressed in Northern Ontario. See, profile, Ontario Party candidate highlights highway safety in campaign. PCMPP Vic Fedeli once again won the riding, this time by a landslide, and Mooney told Bay Today, I want to congratulate Vic. I've always liked the man, he's always been one of the good people. My concern is the party line. To those who cast their ballot his way, Mooney said, I truly appreciate the support, and I know there will be more in the next election. As for that next election, Mooney assured supporters, we will be ready. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.